Good morning. I'm Mia. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is not my regular show. I'm doing a sub-hour today, so I'm happy to be here. The regularly scheduled show will most likely be back next week, but for now, I'm here to entertain you for an hour. I'll talk a little bit more about the theme of the songs that I'm playing, but really I'm just making it up as I go because sometimes that's good. The last song was When We Were Young by Lucy Schwartz, and the next song is Get Lost by Queen of Jeans. Thanks for tuning in.
From
Let me tell you guys a story. Well, not so much a story. But yesterday, I was having a conversation talking about, just life. Capital L life. And I recently just turned 20, which is so great and exciting. But I was saying that I still feel like I'm 17 years old. Not in like a bad way that I don't want to be 20, but in a way that 17 is just awesome. So this playlist today is my 17 years old. I'm reverting back to 17 years old for an hour and sharing it with you all. But unfortunately, I had this whole big idea, and it was what I'm trying to say is that I had my idea to turn 17 for an hour and play all this fun, happy music. And then the person who is most dearest to me in the entire world texted me and said, "Oh, I'm trying to lock in for this hour. Can you play Study Vibes?" I said, "Oh, no, sorry." But to help her out, I will not talk so that it's just not distracting. So if you are also trying to lock in for the hour, or maybe the whole entire day, because me as well, then you can just listen to the music and you don't have to hear me talk all the time. But maybe I'll come on every once in a while, say a couple things, you know. But again, I'm making this up as I go, so keep that in mind. All right. But regardless, even if you're studying or whatever, you better be bopping your head along with me, because that's what the 17-year-old music is. Bopping your head. Okay, that's all. The next song is my Carly Rae Jepsen guilty pleasure. It's "Want You in My Room."
Hey! feel because you are those Polaroids of me inside your nightstand. I love you because you're understanding when I'm too shy to show my skin. Sometimes I forget, wasn't always this way. To admit, I was the one to blame. When I met you outside my camp, I would never give you the chance. You still love me anyway. You still love me anyway. Autumn came in December when times were down at your high school dance. You still love me anyway. You still love me. Just notice you can't start a fire.
Did you know? 91.5 FM is college and community radio, no matter where you are in Eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Classic. I was thinking about this because there was a time when I was... Wait, is my microphone too loud? Sorry, guys. Just playing with the levels. There was a time when I was in middle school or something that I, like, had a awakening in my conscious or something. I don't know. It was whatever. Middle school, being self-aware, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I really wanted to start listening to the radio because I never had before. So on the way to school, like, when my mom was driving me, I would insist on putting on the radio. And I'm from Maryland, so I think, like, the stations were, like, 94.7, 97.1, maybe 101.3, but that was, like, old people music. Anyway, because I wanted to listen to the mainstream music, but my mom really hated it because of the ads. Just, like, it's more ads than songs, of course. And I was thinking about it, that people, like, if people are in this area and turn on the radio in their car still. I don't know who does that still, but I know some people do. If you are one of those people, thank you so much. But, yeah, so if you do that and you turn on 91.5, you're just hearing something vastly different than what I heard when I was in middle school trying to listen to the radio. Certainly, I don't think that any of us at WMFO are playing quote-unquote mainstream music. Maybe some, but... And we certainly don't play ads. So, I just feel like that's interesting. It seems kind of ideal. I wish all radio was like this. But then again, I'm the one on the radio playing the music, so... maybe you guys don't think that, but I hope you do. Because, I don't play ads, I just spend a lot of time talking, and I feel like that's so much better. Okay. Well, that's my rant for the day. That last song was Lucy Dacus's cover of Dancing in the Dark, which I love, arguably more than the actual song. Sorry, maybe that's a hot take, but we're gonna continue on. I have pulled together much to play for you. This next one is Maggie Rogers, one of my favorites. This is Shatter. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back. is the luck of the draw. I wanted to come on and say that my regular show is called Take a Bite. It's really awesome and great. It's just me doing what I do. It is every other Saturday at 5 p.m. And I alternate with another amazing show that's very different from mine, but very funny and very cool. It's In the Hot Seat with Kura and Joey, and they just kill it every time. You'll just have to listen to know. Also, you should listen after my show, after this show now, because DJ Daryl will be on. And yes, I have a couple other songs to play. They're good. I've been thinking about being in the Boston Logan Airport, which I'm sure some of you have. And they always, every time I walk in there, they always seem to be playing my Spotify. They just, whoever is in charge of music at Boston Logan Airport, I love you. 'Cause, geez, it's just song after song, banger after banger. And this next song is not that, and this song after that is not. But the song after that is, in fact, a song that I heard in the airport recently that I also had listened to when I was 17. What? Crazy. Yeah, and it's such a good song. I just am always blown away. They're just playing great songs that I know, and I'm just absolutely so confused because I feel like the majority demographic of the Boston Logan Airport doesn't really care about what's playing, but I notice. If the DJ of Boston Logan Airport is listening, I notice you and I appreciate you. Okay, that's all. This next song is the Greeting Committee's Pull It Together. I don't know that I will come on and talk before the end of my show, but regardless, thank you all for listening. I hope you're enjoying. That's all. Just listen to the song.
Down, you got yourself some good company. money now. Hey kid, you've been down. You got yourself some good company now. Hey kid,
pull it together.
I'm gonna pull it together. Talk me down until I get better. You know I'm gonna pull it together. Shake me out. I wanna get better, but I don't know how. You know I'm gonna pull it together. Talk me down until I get better. You know I'm gonna pull it together. Shake me out. I wanna get better, but I don't know how.
I'm stuck to another life. Skip over to the other line, way up front. In another car, maybe living on another show. Something different that I'm living for, or someone. Cover to cover, never satisfied. I'm going under, I wanna go.
The grass is dead on the other side, I'll get to it. But I suspect that everything I have is what I've been dreaming of. So maybe I'll try, maybe I'll die trying.
Expressed explicitly your contempt for matrimony. emotions can't trust my imagination. Spent my whole life rotating in and out of complications.
Song was Bubba by Jack Larson. That unfortunately concludes my hour, almost, basically. So again, I'm Mia. This isn't my regular show, this is a sub hour, but thank you for tuning in. My regular show is Saturday at 5, every other Saturday at 5. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to do a little transition here, so I'm going to put DJ D on the mic.
Mia, good morning. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable. Aww. Sound a lot better than I do, I can tell you that.
No, don't say that.
So, Mia, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me a little bit about your show. Give yourself a good push because I have a large audience.
Oh boy, it's a lot. Honey, they're all pressure.
Yeah, they're all deaf. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm a student at Tufts. I started doing WMFO probably 1.5 or 2 years ago at this point, and it's just absolutely so amazing. I feel like it's very low stakes, low pressure, but also it's so fun to create something and then put it on air for everyone else to hear. So my show is mostly just the music I'm liking at the moment and then intersperse it with like my little tidbits, and I just like to talk. What can I say?
Girl, you could talk a dog off a meat wagon.
I don't know if I've ever heard that saying before.
You could use that one too. I got to tell you the truth. Mia is a sweetheart. She laughs at all my jokes. She absolutely is the best now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. If anything, I will. I will laugh at a joke, if anything.
But you know, you charge me $10 a laugh. Now I've already spent $300 with you. I've only known you for 10 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, you can make a buck off of that.
There you go. So tell me about your music and stuff. How'd you get into it musically and stuff?
My parents are both musicians, so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? What do they play?
My mom's a singer.
Oh, great.
And my dad plays violin and mandolin.
Nice.
So I grew up playing music and stuff, but outside of that, I feel like I like to explore new types of music depending on my mood, the weather, what I'm doing, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like I know some people who really just don't enjoy music like that, which is just not how I feel at all. I feel like it's very central to.
Years ago when I was younger, I used to do the clubs in Boston, and I'd pound it. I mean, I'd be rattling the walls. When I go home, I listen to classical.
You know, kick it. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, people are really, yeah, you just got to listen to everything, and it's just, you know, it's just the way it is. The more experience you have with different types of music and stuff, the better off you are, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I do country and blues, funk, soul, and I'm a little shy on the new Top 40. I should get a little bit more into that, you know. But, I mean, like if you book a party and it's for the older people, call me. And if I get a young party, I'm calling you.
Exactly.
Oh, what else is happening? How are you doing at school? Everything's going okay?
Yeah. You know.
You're a little weak on that one. What's going on?
It's October. It's getting to be midterm season. I feel like everyone's feeling it. But today's a day off, so I personally will be studying all day.
Wow.
Yep.
I had a, when I drive, I live 30 miles north of here. Mm. And when I drive in today, it was like no traffic. And then I come over the back way and I looked up and down 93. There was no traffic. And yeah. I said, oh, today's a holiday. Then I said, I'm going to get a parking spot off front. And I
true.
Did. Yeah.
Yes, there's no one out and about today.
Yeah. Well, listen, you want to give me an